A musical called The Band's Visit is the biggest hit on Broadway right now. It's based on an Israeli film. At the Tony Awards this month, the play was nominated 11 times. It took home 10 awards, one of the biggest sweeps in recent memory. And one of its producers is Tom Perakis. He has lived near Haley, Idaho for decades. He's also producing a 4th of July themed Pops concert at the Sun Valley Pavilion next week. Our Tom Michael visited him at his home and began by asking how he first came to Sun Valley. It all started during a spring break in college when he and his friends threw a dart at a map.
Mine landed on a place called Sun Valley. I had said, I can't believe any place by the name of Sun Valley could possibly be bad. And we came spring break, which was in March, and at the time of our lives fell in love with it. And I'm still here. This house was basically built as a result of my love of Europe, and in particular France and Italy. And this room we're sitting in now is based on my love of Tuscany in Italy. Mm.
There are summer folks and there are winter folks in Sun Valley. How do you describe yourself?
A summer folk who loves the winter, but because of my commitments theatrically and philanthropically, I'm pretty much in the London area and New York City areas when I'm not able to afford the time to get out here. But the summer season is paradise.
Your production won 10 Tony Awards. Let's go way back to the beginning. This little indie film came out in, 2007. What sparked that?
The film was a low-budgeted film that was made in Israel. I received a phone call from a gentleman by the name of John Hart, who was making independent films at the time, and he made two films that I worked on with him. One was called You Can Count on Me, with Mark Ruffalo and Laura Linney, and the second was Boys Don't Cry, which was the first transgender story that starred Oscar-winning Hilary Swank, and it was way ahead of its time. And we remained friends for 4 decades. And he told me that he was on the fence with a project that he was pretty keen on, and would I please give him the time to see it and give him my opinion. And I sat right here where you are now and watched this film, and it was just such a beautifully crafted humanitarian story about the day in the lives of an Egyptian police ceremonial orchestra that of course was Muslim, taking the wrong bus in Israel and winding up in this small village in the desert. When I saw it, I fell in love with it.
Tom, let me interrupt by saying that synopsis doesn't sound that thrilling to me. A bus gets lost in the desert.
Well, the depth and breadth of the character study is number one, and the fact that in today's world environment that Israelis would be welcoming to Muslim police officers from Egypt, I found rather astounding as well as interesting. And of course, John was thinking of making it into a musical. And I said, it's a huge roll of the dice. I said, but if you can pull together somebody who can really write some great music and a great director, I think it's got a shot. And now it's a big hit, having won the 10 out of 11 Tony nominations that it had in actual awards.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael, sitting in the Sun Valley home of Tom Perakis, and we're talking about A Band's Visit, which opened on Broadway just last year, late 2017, and just earlier this month won 10 Tony Awards.
A week ago Sunday. I'm still in shock.
What was that like?
I was not surprised that The Band's Visit won a lot of Tony Awards, but the number that it won was a huge surprise to me. The odds of Tony Shalhoub winning Best Actor were considered very small, and Tina Fey, who's known to everyone, was the front runner for Best Book of a Musical. They adapted her movie Mean Girls to the stage. So when we won both of those, I literally was in the state of shock. Thrilled.
Let me ask that question. Tony Shalhoub, who a lot of our listeners may know through his film roles as well as on stage, wins Best Actor, and he only sings, I believe, on stage for what, 30 seconds?
Well, I'd say probably about a minute in Arabic in a very important scene in the musical, and he's talking about his deceased wife. Other than that, it's strictly an acting performance.
You don't win 10 Tonys without it being more than just a great piece of theater, a great piece of music, a great actor. This play must have touched a nerve in some way.
You are able to really connect in 90 minutes. The show is 90 minutes without an interruption, without an interval.
Is that unusual, too, not to have it broken into acts?
Yes, the general trend is to have an interval always because the theater operators want you to get out there and have a drink and some candy. But this story is best served nonstop.
Can you estimate, as a producer, what the run might be?
Oh, I'm going to say this is going to run at least a couple of years. And 2 years from now, at the latest, it'll go on a national road tour throughout the United States and certainly to Boise.
From a business perspective, what's the key to a Broadway hit? Off air, you told me timing matters.
Timing is very important, but critical reviews and critical acclaim, and the bottom line is bums in the seats.
We're visiting with Tom Perakis at his home here in the Wood River Valley. He's the producer of Salute to America, the Beautiful, and this features Sutton Foster and Brian Stokes Mitchell. Tell me about them.
Sutton Foster is the greatest song, dance, and actress on the Broadway stage today. She's also very well known for being the star of a hit series called Younger. And Brian Stokes Mitchell is unequivocally the best baritone on stage today. He is known for playing Don Quixote in The Man of La Mancha. He also won a Tony Award for Kiss Me, Kate. But what moves me most about Stokes, he has devoted most of his successful years on Broadway and across the country being chairman of the board of an organization called the Actors Fund. And they provide financial assistance, housing, food, medical assistance to primarily elderly thespians.
Tom, let me ask about the experience in general. Today, you can watch a downloaded digital film and listen to downloaded MP3 music. What is it about you when you walk into a darkened theater? How is that different?
There's a musical, which I'm sure most of your listeners have seen or at least heard the musical score from, called Cabaret. And I think the introduction of Cabaret says it all for me. Come inside, and here there are no problems. Leave your troubles on the outside. And that's exactly what happens when I go into a theater environment. I just completely leave all my cares and concerns outside, take a seat, and immerse myself in whatever world is about to take place. I probably have spent as much time in the theater, if not more, than anybody I know. I just love it. When I go to New York, for example, I may go 8 days at a clip here or there and work, and around work, I'll go to 8 shows a week.
It seems like arts entertainment is a gamble.
I've never asked anyone for a check, okay? Theater is the toughest investment one could possibly make. I do it because of my love for it, and I look at it more as or less as a philanthropic endeavor. That's not to say that I haven't made a good amount of money on a few productions, but I also have what I call the wailing wall as well. So I have to be honest and share that with you. The band's visit is going to make a lot of money, and I pledged all of the profits of the New York run to the Actors Fund. Really felt good about doing it. So it's a really great situation for me, and as you can see from my beaming face.
Tom, thanks so much for the visit.
What a pleasure.
That was a visit with Thomas Perakis, a Broadway producer who is presenting Salute to America, a Pops concert at the Sun Valley Pavilion that will be happening on July 7th.